homecoming. Less of a spirit day and more of a holiday at Carmel High School. And all holidays have their weird quirks, like a fat man going down a chimney, asking a groundhog for the weather forecast, or trying to find a microscopic Irishman's gold. And what's better than a holiday? A Halloweek, which is what homecoming has become at Carmel. This is the high school's favorite and weirdest parts about homecoming week.
Probably the weirdest thing I've heard this homecoming was when I saw a guy in a gorilla outfit chasing his friend through the hallways in a banana outfit.
My favorite part about homecoming was actually the playhouse building, which I did for the first time.
How guys have no dress code during the week.
The music playing in between passing periods.
It was this kid who had a giant Christmas troll head and two legs, and their face was sticking out of the Christmas troll's hat. I also saw a kid dressed up like a swamp, but I don't know what day that was on. Didn't make sense.
My favorite part about homecoming is just hanging out with friends or hanging out with your partner. And it's just really fun overall.
We played Halo, all class.
The weirdest thing was probably Workout Wednesday, first period in AP seminar. We come in, Drew Cicada brings in two ping pong paddles and a ping pong ball, and beginning of class, we're just playing ping pong on the desks, and it was awesome. And then when Miss Kossler actually took away Drew's ping pong balls, he just reached into his fanny pack and says, "Miss Kossler, I got another one. Where that came from?"
Saw some Siamese twins across the halls today, and they were all wearing the same clothes and like going to each other's classes, and it was kind of weird.
My favorite part is the bucket drums in the commons area because it just gets everyone really hyped.
The funniest thing I saw was that this kid, like during drumline, which we have, you know, Friday of homecoming day, this kid just kind of like comes up straight Randy Orton out of nowhere and just starts dancing in front of the drumline. People kind of get some strange looks, but he keeps doing it. He's a trooper, and yeah, that's the funniest thing I saw. He's in a morph suit too.
The weirdest thing that I've seen so far this homecoming week was on holiday day. One of my friends decided that for the first period he would dress up as a present, and he was just a box. He was just a giant box walking around, and it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life. I really like how like homecoming can like bring everybody in the school together. Like most of the time in the year, everybody's like, "Oh, like I'm gonna stay in my own little place right now." But homecoming week, it's like the one time of the year where everybody can come together and, you know, just celebrate how great Carmel High School is.
Team Spirit, yeah!
I mean, I'd definitely say my favorite part of homecoming is the game, because you can just go out to the game with all your friends and just have a great time.
It was during Elderly Day when Drew Manning, he dressed up in a bunch of pajamas and he had a walker and he was running at people threatening to run him over. So that was pretty funny.
Well, so far, I think it's been the people who instead dressed as animals on Safari Day. And there was this whole group of girls just dressed as zebras, and I thought that was pretty cool.
I like how the dress code goes completely out of the window. No rules, basically.
I saw a girl dressed up as Father's Day for Holiday Day. She was carrying around a golf bag. It was pretty clown.
The Super Smash Bros. Tournament for anyone who wanted to play in main cafeteria.
I think it all just, you know, makes the experience of high school just a little sweeter.
To hear other great projects like this one, check us out at whje.com.